The Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Song Pop, you got to turn your barrister. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with an episode that actually is live from the lair. And I want to put this out before anything goes crazy. We've had some storms here in Michigan, so if things get cut off, I'm apologizing ahead of time. And it is what it is. Today's overarching subject is DEI, which in my opinion is now dead on arrival. There are so many lawsuits out there that the colleges and other big corporations who are using this DEI bullshit are having to concede, and it's basically going the way of the dodo bird. All right, we're going to cover some of these topics tonight, but as someone who's seen DEI firsthand in the military, I can tell you this. DEI at best is going to give you mediocre performance. All right. Now, if you're working as a librarian, mediocre performance, a book gets misplaced or somebody gets an overdue fine, something like that, it's pretty much harmless. But when you're hiring people based strictly on their skin color for things like building bridges, assembling airplanes, maintaining airplanes, maintaining the infrastructure, you know, working on, you know, trucks and trains and what have you, or let's just talk about medical doctors, which is already a huge mangasa waste of life. Those guys kill so many people per year and get away with it scot-free. And now we're going to have a whole crop of DEI doctors working on people out there. What could go wrong? What possibly could go wrong other than, I don't know, DEI. There you go. All right, we got Battle Dwarf coming in from a remote. He has a basically a rear ass blast cannon malfunction, so he has to maintain close proximity to a Toyota.
Yeah, we had a malfunction, and... we've got an unpredictable backblast area, so mm-hmm.
You got a bad burrito.
That would about sum it up.
It happens, man. It happens. Me, last time it happened was Chinese food.
Yeah.
And a couple times before that, I had my grandmother made this turkey loaf thing.
Mm.
And it tasted great until I got home that night. And as soon as we pulled in the driveway, I'm running for the toilet. I opened the door and a beam of vomit shot out.
Oh, the pillar of vomit. I've seen that.
The beam of vomit. It was like 12 feet long. And I got about, you know, about 70% of it in the toilet, you know, totally unrehearsed, which is not bad. But, it, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm glad he's here. It is what it is. And
yeah, there you go. We were doing a division rec 12 miler one day. And one of the guys, a couple of guys up in front of me, apparently had some sort of a malfunction, and well, basically he shit himself right in the middle of the ruck. He's like, I'm just gonna keep going. It's already done. It's already happened. Everybody around here, Fouts, nobody likes you, Fouts. No, I'm gonna keep going.
It's already happened. So yeah. What are you gonna do? You just finished the walk.
Yeah.
You gotta hose out your boots, and you gotta hose out, and it's just horrible.
Yeah, it would have been all of that, and he would have had to do the whole 12 miler again, or he could just do the damn 12 miler in the condition that he was in. It was just
I'd do the same thing. I'd do the same thing. I'd just walk it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible stuff. Not quite as horrible as DEI, though. Jimmy, are you gonna push buttons?
Buttons are pushed.
Buttons are pushed. Outstanding. I want to make sure that so I don't reach for buttons because I'm not in the actual studio tonight, so I can't see what everybody's doing. First of all, the one that really glowed and shone and really gave us a taste of what DEI truly is was Boeing. And promoted their DEI program, and their commercials were everywhere for weeks. Like it was like a year and a half ago.
Yep.
When their commercials were like all over the place, Boeing, and it was pictures of everybody but a white male. That's it. That's all they cared about, was everybody but a white male. They didn't talk about how anybody was qualified. They didn't talk about anybody had great skills. They didn't talk about how anybody had been in the industry for 30 plus years. No, they just wanted to not show white male faces. And the result was, of course, the aircraft with doors coming off and a wheel coming off and panels coming off of the airplane in flight. And it's the craziest thing in the world. That how is anybody thinking that any of this is a good idea, especially in an industry like air travel, where that air condition is literally everything. It's all of your money.
Well, all right. Let's just boil this down into grunt speak.
Yeah.
So you're in an aircraft with 500,000 parts made by the lowest bidder, maintained by someone who was the lowest scores. They're there because of skin color or religion or what's hanging between their legs or not.
Or not.
Then you're paying top dollar to get in this aircraft, which is made by the lowest bidder, maintained by the lowest individuals.
Right.
What could go wrong? I'm just asking for a friend.
It's the craziest damn thing. What do you say, Jimmy?
Well, I was just going to say we also have those two astronauts still trapped in floating around this rock here. And, they won't be back. They said they were going to get up there and get them back like within 4 or 5 days. Now they're probably not going to get them for another month or two.
Elon Musk is talking about sending a rocket up to retrieve them. He has already said that, and he says he's going to send the bill to NASA.
Well, we'll see. But the thing is, if he does do that, it's the biggest commercial for his company that he could ever
pay for. Rescuing those. If he does that, it all has to be done to David Bowie's Major Tom.
Yes. Yes. And he's the modern day Tony Stark.
He is. He is. And I've said this before. I don't think Elon Musk is good or evil. I don't think he is Democrat or Republican. He's chaotic neutral.
That's exactly it.
He has so much money that he's like, let's push this button and see what happens. Let's make this guy angry and see what happens.
Yeah. Back in my D&D days, I was the master of the chaotic neutral character. That's all I ever played.
I tended to play either chaotic good or lawful neutral. That was my thing.
Yeah. Got it.
Well, because I had to actually play that part. You are actually chaotic neutral, so you were just installing yourself into a character.
I would definitely give that that's accurate. But here's the thing, man, is a lot of people don't seem to understand that this whole DEI thing and feminism and, you know, some of the other programs, it's just repainted communism. They literally just changed the frame on communism, and they're trying to sell it here in America
as race.
Race. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. And we need to get out there and let everyone know that they're being conned. Communism has already cost hundreds of millions of people's lives between 1901 and 1999.
Yes.
And if it's allowed to come to the forefront again between 2001 and 2099, the lives lost will be in the billions.
Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that is, in fact, their goal, whether or not people want to believe that or not. These people don't have any qualms about killing off millions of people. People are just a resource for them. That's all they are. Mm-hmm. That's why the dissolution of the family, that's why the dissolution of cultures, that's why the dissolution of history and all of that stuff. They want a bunch of cogs that are just replaceable. Mm-hmm. You know, you're allowed to have one or two cogs to replace yourself, and then you die, and so on and so forth.
And they told us they were doing this on the Georgia Guidestones decades ago.
Yes, which mysteriously were blown up a couple of years back.
Mysteriously, of course.
Yeah, and it was a shitty job, too. It wasn't even a good job.
No, I could have done much better.
Yeah. Well, that was like actually your job for quite a while, though.
I was a destroyer. It is what it is. And I was good at it. And I'm still good at it in my mind.
There you go. The funniest 18 Bravo moment I ever had was at a Cobra Gold in Thailand. We were sitting around waiting for the next evolution of what the fuck ever. And one of the Bravos got bored and took some non-dairy creamer and some firecrackers and blew up a porta shitter.
Yep.
Just to show us that you could use non-dairy creamer and some firecrackers to, well,
blow shit up.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All I know is this. They're trying to blow up the United States.
Yes.
They really are. And they're doing the same thing in Europe.
It goes faster in Europe because Europe is a more condensed area. It's harder to do here.
Yeah, and we're going to be covering this next Tuesday, all of the friction taking place overseas. And listen, the whole immigration thing, it's bad here, but it's probably just as bad, if not worse, than several European countries.
It's a lot worse, again, because it's magnified because the areas are smaller.
Correct. Like Sweden is now like the rape capital of the world.
It used to be known for fondue and beautiful blondes.
Yeah,
that's it.
I have no idea why there isn't a armed insurrection taking place inside those countries. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Because they spent the years after World War II until about 1995 basically dumbing those cultures down and beating all of the violent urges out of them, pacifying them.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with you to an extent, but we are, at our core, evil, hairless monkeys programmed to do evil. You are not going to take that out of us. It's just not going to happen.
I agree, but they're trying.
And, And they're trying, but there will come a point where people will go, you know what? Enough is enough. Our government's not doing anything. We're going to have to handle it ourselves. And then you're going to wind up with what historically happens. It's called mob justice, and it's extremely ugly, though I must argue it is effective.
The guy who did that during the French Revolution ended up in front of Madame Guillotine himself. So.
Yes, he did. He went a little over the top. Let's just be honest. I mean, when you look through some of those stories of people who got guillotined, when it first started, they were culpable in all kinds of bullshit. And I really didn't really shed much of a tear for any of those people. Towards the tail end, you know, they were putting people in the guillotine who stole potatoes.
Yes.
I mean, okay. I mean, even in Islam, in some of those countries, if you're starving and you steal food, they might cane you or make you work or do something else. But usually they're not going to get that medieval on your ass. And if you're stealing to sell for profit, that's a whole other thing. But there's like a built-in compassion window in their religion for that stuff. Now, I'm not saying they're the religion of peace. I'm just saying in that particular instance, there's just a little bit of pre-built common sense.
The notion that every single doctrine of every single kind is set in stone and hard and fast is nonsense. I mean, even Joseph Stalin, who killed millions, was known to be a funny guy. Mm. He was known to have a sense of humor. He would just shoot you at the end of the day if he didn't like you.
Correct.
So there's that. But
all right,
back to the DEI thing here. We're going straight into next Tuesday's show. And just kind of blowing by this one here. These guys, let's see if we can get this report to come up here. Come here, little PDF. Here we go. Sustainability and social impact. What the heck?
What happened?
I had an update on my computer and it tried to tell me it wanted to restart. And I'm like, no, don't, please don't do that. please don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharing this tab instead. Social sustainability and social impact report for 2024 over at Boeing. We've got President's Letter, Business Approach, Safety and Quality, People and Inclusion, Climate and Environment, Community, Reporting and Disclosures. What is not here? Anything to do with aircraft at all. They build airplanes. There's not a good thing on that table of contents about building airplanes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Now, do you remember? You remember Richard Dorn, right? His grandfather.
Oh, God, I missed that
dude. His grandfather was the CEO of Boeing for quite a few years.
Wow.
I don't remember his name, but I did meet him one time after he was retired years later.
Mostly he and I used to go to Todd's in like 1987, right after you left. Yep. He and I used to go to Todd's and get in fights.
Well, at least you had something to do. I mean,
yeah, we had some time.
All right, hey, I'm going to put out another announcement. All right.
Go ahead.
We've been demonetized here, yes, beyond all rhyme and reason. So please, whatever you can send in to help keep this thing rolling along, deeply appreciated. And I also want to thank everyone. The video that came out on Monday is already close to 20,000 views. And it's basically an explanation of why men are walking off the plantation, meaning why they're not participating in the civilized world, because there's nothing in it for them. Please keep sharing that video, because people need to see that. It's exactly what's taking place. And the women and the country are going to rule the day that they destroyed the dating market and alienated all the men of this country and the West. So
I think for the most part, generally speaking, what's going to happen is there's going to be a great female breaking.
Yes.
Their hardware in their heads, the firmware that we all have in here, that tells them that they are actually the reproductive portion of the equation, finally causes them to stop being fucking TikTok thoughts
It'll be too late.
It will be too late. We'll see. It certainly won't be in our generation.
No. It will be old. Yeah, between 2030 and 2060 is when that's going to happen.
I would agree.
All right, and it's going to be bad.
Yes. Bad.
So, there you go.
We'll call it the Great Thoughtening.
The Thoughtening.
So, a letter from President and CEO David Calhoun. Each day, our Boeing teammates are dedicated to living our core values of safety, quality, integrity, and sustainability. When it comes to the safety of Boeing's products and services, every decision and every action matters. We are making daily progress and holding ourselves accountable to the highest standards. What are their standards? Mm-hmm. Making strides for the environment and building an inclusive culture.
Why in the fuck do they need to do anything about the culture? They're in business to build airplanes.
Transforming our communities. Mm. Boeing is here to transform your community. Look at this picture of this guy. This guy, look at this milquetoast son of a bitch. Look how milquetoast this guy looks.
Yep.
He definitely has a white guys for Kamala shirt.
I would not at all be surprised to find out that was true. This is the face of somebody who is easily purchased, is what I'm looking at. I can look at his facial expression and the cast of his eyes there and tell you that this guy could be bribed, blackmailed, bought, or otherwise extorted.
I don't know, man. This is just, I don't know. This whole DEI thing is very disappointing. And if you look back, they started pulling this DEI bullshit about 15 years ago, and they've slowly and methodically chipped away to the point where, you know, up until 12 months ago, you could get degrees in this DEI bullshit.
Yeah. Well, HR was the beginning of it.
Yes.
There was no such thing as HR until around 1994. And then all of a sudden, girls who wanted to go to college but couldn't actually get a degree because they weren't smart enough got degrees in HR.
Hmm.
Every HR department I've ever dealt with is either very young girls who are kind of dipshitty.
Yeah.
Older, angry, heavyset cat ladies.
Check.
Or some variety of gay.
Well, I have never noticed the gay thing, but I have.
It doesn't necessarily have to be male.
No, I gotcha.
It might even be all of the above.
I don't know, man. All I can say is, how shall I phrase this? We're fucked.
We've already been fucked.
I know. Unless we can pull back from this.
Yeah.
We are fucked in every orifice, one under each armpit, jacking somebody off with two hands and your feet. I mean, it's that bad.
And we're already at the point where we're crying in a corner of the shower, curled up, and they're leaving a 20 on the dresser and headed out the door. That is the stage we are currently at in the fucked process.
Correct. It's bad. Yeah. All right. So
Boeing's a $77 billion, $78 billion in revenue business, and they have parts falling off of their planes. Dude, you have $78 billion and you can't keep a plane in the air.
Well, remember they had the 737s that had that issue with some kind of automatic flaring of their flaps caused, two or three major accidents that killed hundreds of people?
That got covered up really fast. That got covered up really fast. Now, here's part of the DEI thing that I wanted to highlight because I know that this is happening. The stakeholder engagement process. Well, stakeholders are usually people who have some form of purpose in the company. Even, you know, your employee on the line is technically a stakeholder. But in this case, what's happened is a lot of these stakeholders are companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. And, oh, Bill Gates just invested $1 billion in the company. And once those things get their tentacles inside your $78 billion business, they start to tell you what you have to do and who you have to hire. And that's where you get this DEI shit inside the corporations.
So what you're trying to say in simplest terms is they're getting tentacle porned.
They are getting tentacle porned.
Yep.
They are.
Yep. And we, as the normal people who hold the stock in these companies, are ultimately going to pay the price for this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right here too. Regulators, non-governmental organization events and forums, government regulator meetings, industry groups and forums. Those are the, and they're investors, of course, which would be BlackRock and Vanguard. But with the regulators, with the non-governmental organizations, they're talking about groups like the SPLC or the ADL, who will come in and say, you All can't right. serve pork rinds on your flights because that's anti-Semitic.
Hang on. The ADL, and what was the other one?
SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center.
First of all, they are nothing. They are nothing burgers with big opinions that people listen to. That is it.
They're bullies.
Yes.
They are the classic definition of a bully. They just shove their way into wherever they want, say whatever they want, and scream until you do it. Then they'll go buy a judge and make you pay them $10 million.
But the ADL has been sued for defamation quite a few times throughout history.
The ADL literally, and this is their own story on their own site. So YouTube, suck it. Go look at the ADL origin story. They formed to defend a pedophile in Georgia who had raped and murdered a 13-year-old girl and then tried to blame it on the black janitor. This was in 1913 Georgia, I want to say. Mm-hmm. So the white townsfolk believed the black janitor over the Jewish pencil factory owner in 1913 Deep South Georgia, when the Civil War was still within memory, and they didn't touch the black guy. Hmm. Which tells me that the pencil factory manager was probably at fault and got hanged for it. He was sentenced to hang. The ADL came down and pressured the judge, who moved him to another county. So the townsfolk went and literally got him out of the jail and brought him back to the town and carried out the rest of the sentence that he had been sentenced to. Hmm.
Well, that's mob justice. It happens.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to see it because it's quite ugly.
But the sentence had already been passed. He had been sentenced to hang.
I got you, but it's still ugly.
It is still ugly. But in this particular case, because the sentence had already been passed and the proper trial and everything had happened, I'm all for it.
All right.
Because those people had justice taken from them.
I understand. But here's the thing, though.
We had a trial. We had a sentencing.
I got you. But the whole DEI thing is literally eroding basically our trust in the system.
Yes.
Little piece. It's like a death of 1,000 paper cuts.
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yep. Yeah, it's getting crazy out there. Now, John Deere is leading with diversity, equity, and inclusion mindset. When Leslie Hager, Vice President of Internal Audit, talks about DEI at John Deere, she often references square zero. It's a phrase or a marker that describes the starting point in an employee's personal journey toward educating themselves and understanding the differences inherent in all people, including race, ethnicity, disabilities, sexual orientation, gender, etc. You make farm equipment. You make farm equipment. You want diversity and inclusion? Your farm equipment liberated hundreds and thousands of slaves. Okay?
Yep.
The Industrial Revolution, the tractor, is the reason we still don't have black slaves and Irish slaves out in the field picking fucking cotton.
Yeah, and John Deere also There's been all kinds of legal fights over people who buy their equipment can't even repair their own equipment.
Oh, that could be a whole damn story all by itself, man. They're big industrial tractors. These things cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's a couple around here. Dude, they're enormous. They're the size of a small house in some cases. But they all have computer and GPS systems now, mm-hmm. so that you can program them to do your field in the correct pattern and everything gets done and harvested without missing anything or running anything over. But the equipment, if it breaks down, John Deere had this thing where if you didn't use a John Deere certified mechanic and John Deere certified parts, they could reach out and literally shut your tractor down in the middle of the field.
Correct.
Well, that went to a lawsuit and John Deere lost. John Deere lost. They had to remove that. They had to not do that. But what's killing me, again, with Boeing is making aircraft and they got to worry about this. Why does John Deere have to worry about any of this at all? You want the guy who knows how to make a tractor.
Well, the CEO, how old do you think she is? What, 40, 45?
I would put her around early 50, given that turkey neck in training there.
Yeah, yeah. Her clitoris has definitely grown up her chest and is now hanging off her chin. You are correct. That's a good assessment. I'd put her at 47.
Okay. She's in that window.
Because women look older faster than men.
It's true.
Yeah. So, you know, she went to college probably right after me. Mm-hmm. I got done in like 96. So she was probably, and when I graduated from OU, there was some crazy shit going on at campus the last couple of years I was there.
How's that?
Well, the whole feminism thing and girl power thing was off the hook.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there we go. We've got a female CEO here.
You're coming in broken and stupid. How does that help build tractors again?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Like you would figure if you're a CEO, you're getting paid the big bucks to basically look into the future and make decisions so the company continues to make money.
Yes.
You're not there to influence the culture or change anything else other than you tweak the model of the tractor or the plane so you can keep selling it to make money. Yeah. That is it.
These people don't care about that stuff. It's just a woman like this has no interest in making sure that it's the best possible tractor on the market.
And you know what? To be honest with you, if you have enough shareholders filing class action lawsuits against the board for not making money, a lot of this would go away because you can literally sue these people into the fucking Stone Age. Like Disney, why Disney is not getting sued into the Stone Age for the shit they're pulling is beyond me.
I honestly think I think that's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
I think that's just a matter of time with Disney.
Disney has been a diversity hire platform probably since the late 70s.
They at least have the excuse of being nothing but fantasy.
Correct. And artsy-fartsy people tend to, you know,
be weird. Freaks.
Weird like that. I gotcha.
Fruitcakes. Lighten the loafers.
Correct. Without and even the benefit
of
the bumpy frosting that I like. You don't get that.
I've seen this guy eat an entire bumpy cake in one sitting.
Yeah. I was having a bad day.
You're having a bad day. You were having a whole bumpy cake, fat boy.
Yeah, you're right. You got me. I remember because he lived at my house. He'd come down. He literally walks down and he's like,
you're sitting at the kitchen table.
Yeah. He's like, a bumpy cake, huh? Then he goes back upstairs, comes down 20 minutes later, and I'm like almost done with it. So you're almost done with the entire puppy cake. Outstanding. And I'm like, fuck off.
Fuck off. The John Deere Accounting and Finance Organization had earned a reputation for cultivating inclusion and belonging across the team, but during a late 2020 roundtable discussion during the lockdowns, Hager recalled a tipping point that motivated the team to raise the bar. we were told, no, this is not enough. One of the leaders said, we need to take big action and we need to be sure that all of our leaders are engaged. That's all the team needed to hear. That person should have been fired on the fucking spot.
Correct.
The accounting and finance team, is making these decisions. Ken's work stream is focused on career development, diversity in leadership, recruiting and early career culture and engagement, DEI conversations and linking them all, inclusion and communication. Each work stream has employee champions who hold regular meetings and facilitate subgroups that meet more frequently to keep interaction topical, educational, and engaging. All I'm hearing here is a bunch of employees who are probably unnecessary being made to feel like they're important. This is their one tiny little chance to be on the stage and make big decisions pop. I'm going to change the world.
To me, that what you just read there is a bunch of word salad, which means communism.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I was just already saying that did sound like nothing but a bunch of commie gobbledygook.
That's exactly what it is.
It's comedyism. It's comedy communism.
Yeah, and we need to have some people out there to put the big boy pants on and throttle these dumbasses that are doing this. Like Bud Light,
The
whole Budweiser company should literally be man-codded out of existence. Same thing with Harley Davidson.
But we're getting to Harley Davidson. Let's get to Harley Davidson.
Yeah. Now listen.
Chico, yeah.
In the military, there's a parallel culture between military grunts and, you know, bikers. Because after World War II, military grunts created the bikers. So there's a parallel culture there. And during my career, I have literally seen thousands upon thousands of Harley motorcycles underneath all kinds of different types of soldiers and servicemen and women.
Yeah.
And
very big out here where I am.
It's huge. And it's to the point where literally not a year goes by since I was about 19 where I didn't personally know somebody, or I attended a funeral of somebody who's killed on a motorcycle, because that's how deep the culture is in the military. Now, I have no fucking idea how you ruin your company to market to 1/3 of 1% of the gross population of this country. The whole loose, gay, butt-twerking, queer community, those are all the words that they use. So if you're going to get mad at me, get mad at them first. I'm just parroting what they say. And it's not going to go anywhere good. All right? There's people out there who are literally prying the emblems off of their motorcycles because they don't want anything to do with Harley Davidson. And this is going to have rippling effects way into the future.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't possibly agree more. And you're seeing that exact thing out here. I've seen a couple of bikes that are clearly Harley, Softails, what have you, Fat Boys, that don't have any Harley markings on them.
And another thing is Harley has moved all of their production to Thailand.
Yes.
You know, I don't know about some
in Mexico, I think.
I'm going to be honest. We as the American people need to put our foot down and say, listen, if you are not building at least a minimum of 60% of the parts and hiring at least 60% of your people from within this country, it should not be referred to as an American company. It should be taxed like a foreign company. And then,
Yeah, if you take the company out of the country, you should be taxed like a foreign country.
Yeah, and tariffed. And tariffed. Mm-hmm. That's the only way we're going to get around and get this back over here.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
No, I understand. Well, the CEO of Harley is now some fucking German guy.
Yeah. How the hell did that happen?
Why is the CEO of an iconic American company German? But then you get asked that about several of the liquor companies in America now, which are owned by Japanese. I think Jack Daniels is owned by the Japanese and a couple of other iconic American liquors.
Yeah, we need, that needs to be stopped, man.
Yeah, we need to, we really need to crush that.
And one of the main reasons it's happening is they're using our own retirement funds against us. BlackRock and those other big, you know, mutual fund companies, their money comes from us.
Yes.
Why in the hell are we allowing our money to be basically managed by people outside of this country to undermine the very country where the money came from?
Yes. Our government does the same thing with our taxpayer money. Why are we kicking millions of our tax dollars? That money comes from us overseas.
Correct.
Who authorized that?
Yeah.
You know, it's just insane. So Harley Davidson, though, is dropping diversity initiatives after right-wing anti-DEI campaign. This is on CNN. Of course, they're going to flag it as right-wing. No, it wasn't right-wing anti-DEI campaign. It was Harley riders going, screw you, you fucking crowd.
Correct.
Harley Davidson said Monday that it's ending diversity and other progressive initiatives at the company because you make motorcycles. You're supposed to be making motorcycles, not decisions about DEI and who gets to put their junk where. Harley Davidson faced pressure online from Robbie Starbuck, a conservative activist who has successfully taken on DEI policies at several American companies. We're saddened by the negativity on social media over the last few weeks designed to divide the Harley Davidson community. It's not designed to divide the Harley Davidson community. You betrayed your own community, you morons.
Yeah.
We have not operated a DEI function since April of 2024. We do not have a DEI function today. We do not even have hiring quotas, and we no longer have supplier diversity spend goals. You shouldn't. You should be hiring the best people and buying the best parts to make the best motorcycles. That's it. That's all you should care about.
Correct.
That's everything that you should care about.
But the thing is, and we've talked about this before, the WEF is influencing the entire Western world to be moved under some global world order.
Yes.
Listen, whenever you consolidate power like that, nothing good ever comes from it.
Yes.
I mean, look throughout history. When a new emperor comes around, everyone gets whacked. It's not good.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. The best part of this, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, and I've started talking about it some, and I'm going to start talking about it a lot more. It's on a couple of my shorts over on my Rumble channel, 26 Actual. None of these people, none of what they're doing is legal. None of what they're doing is lawful. All of what they're doing is extraterritorial, which means it is coming from outside of the country, which means they're fair fucking game. There isn't a law books that says you have to sit there and take an invasion. There isn't a law in the books that says your government can protect an invasion and enforce it and stop you from stopping an invasion. There are no laws on the books that say these things.
You're correct.
Now, I have to caveat this.
All right, sorry.
I have to caveat this. You know I have to caveat this. Don't use violence to do this. There are other ways to do this. I talk about them extensively on those shorts that I'm talking about. Don't go out there and start flinging freedom seeds, okay? We're not to that point yet. You'll know when that point is. Okay? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay. You were saying.
All right. It'll come back to me. I forgot. I'm sorry. And
all of this stuff is extraterritorial. The WEF, all of these organizations, like the guys in BlackRock, they're all extranationals. They're not Americans.
All right. Now, the example that I was going to bring up was the Elon Musk lawsuit about the advertisers. All right. He was going after, what is it, GARM. And as soon as he filed that lawsuit, they started shutting down because they knew that they're fucked.
Okay, so let's start filing lawsuits against the ADL.
Yeah.
There are enough white males out there who can file lawsuits against the ADL saying, you are directly harming me. You are destroying my opportunities to get hired. You're destroying my opportunities to get housing. You're destroying my opportunities to educate my children.